Tomorrow in Baghdad, Army Specialist Jeremy Sivits becomes the first U.S. serviceman to face a court-martial over the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. One Iraqi who hopes to attend the trial is Saddam Saleh, a 29-year-old truck driver from western Iraq who spent 4 months in the prison. NPR's Eric Westervelt has this story.
Saddam Saleh slouches his 5-foot-5-inch frame into a chair and lights a cigarette. Dark bags encircle his bluish eyes. He pulls a well-worn piece of paper out of his wallet. It's a U.S. military legal document authorizing his release from Abu Ghraib, prisoner number 200144. Saleh was jailed there between last December 1st and March 28th of this year, according to the document. Saleh says he's one of the several hooded detainees shown stripped naked in a line, while a snickering Army private, Lindy England, points at their genitals. The pictures, he says, only begin to tell the story.
If they want to show what happened, really, and completely, people will call the Americans monsters or animals. Because you can't imagine what happened. What happened is much more than these pictures.
Saleh says most of his time at Abu Ghraib was spent in one of the outdoor tent camps. But the worst was the month he spent in cell number 42 of cell block 1A. Saleh says he was kept naked 18 days in a row and abused all hours of the day. They tied my hands, put a bag on my head, and hit me with a metal bar, he says. But that wasn't the worst of it. He recalls how guards made him stand on a box for long periods, hooded and naked, lifting various heavy objects.
Making fun of me, laughing at me, then, okay, carry this chair above your head. They were insulting me, beating me from time to time. I lost my conscience, and I fell to the ground. They took the bag out of my head. I can't see them, but I can't move my body. I was so, you know, because of the torture, and one of the soldiers just urinated on me.
Other times, Saleh says, he was tied to the cell door while rock music blared in his ears. The worst, he says, was when the guards brought in the dogs. They'd growl and snap at us, he says, the guards threatening to turn them loose. In 1999, Saleh spent 2.5 years at Abu Ghraib under Saddam Hussein, he says, for trying to evade military service. The Mukhabarat, or intelligence agents, beat me, he says. But Saleh now looks back at Saddam's torturers with an air of nostalgia. The Baathists, he says, never stripped me naked.
Of course, I was tortured by Saddam's intelligence. They took pliers to my flesh, but they didn't strip me naked. I was hanged to the wall from my legs, but at least they kept my clothes on. They didn't sexually abuse me or put me in a room with dogs. That's really terrifying.
I'm 29, and no one, even in my family, has seen my body. Now, Saleh says wearily, the world has seen me humiliated. Saleh landed in U.S. custody, he says, after reporting a suspicious car to Iraqi police during a visit to Baghdad. When they found that he was carrying nearly $1,000, Saleh says, they turned him over to the Americans and accused him of belonging to an insurgent cell. Saleh was engaged to be married and says the cash was for furniture to start a new life. Now, after Abu Ghraib, Saleh says his marriage is off and his life in ruins.
It's not only touched my dignity. Everything has gone. Everything. I just can't imagine myself responsible for a family. I lost my honor, my dignity. I lost everything.
Asked about the multiple apologies from top U.S. officials and the half a dozen investigations into prisoner abuse, and Saleh says he's unimpressed. And he's skeptical of the upcoming courts-martial, saying the problem is the enemy will be the judge. Nonetheless, Saleh wants to attend tomorrow's court-martial and any others if they let him through the door. He's looking for fairness and justice, he says, not revenge.
Maybe the man who tortured me is a father, and the woman who tortured me a mother. So I don't want to see them hanged or harmed. I'm not a savage.
If the soldiers are put in jail, Saleh says, they should be treated humanely. Islam instructs us to treat our captives, he adds, as good as we would treat ourselves. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.